This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've got a winner because yesterday Twitter went down for a long period of time. Apparently, that's what I hear. It was down. Nobody could do anything on Twitter. And then when it came back up, boom, right in your face, you got some news. And that was that Le'Veon Bell signed with the Kansas City Chiefs. Boomer had the first pick of teams the other day. Right off the bat, he said the Kansas City Chiefs. That means that $60 goes to Boomer Esiason this morning. Congratulations and good morning, Boomer.
Hey, good morning, G. Yeah, you know, it wasn't all that hard to figure out the Chiefs. At least for me, it wasn't. And having the first pick, I was able to pick the team that I thought made the most sense for him for two reasons. One, you got to remember, Super Bowl hero Damian Williams opted out at the beginning of the season. Two, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the sensational rookie out of LSU, has actually fallen off a little bit here, and they desperately need depth there. And then I also got to think now the motivation of Le'Veon Bell. Where does Le'Veon Bell want to go to torment the Jets, the Jet fans, to show everybody that he belongs? He wants to go play with the best quarterback in football. So instead of seeing eight-man fronts when he's trying to run against the Jets, he's going to be seeing seven- and six-man fronts because opposing defenses are playing soft defense against the Kansas City Chiefs, trying to keep them from creating all the big plays down the field. And I think that blueprint was built by the New England Patriots a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, this does not surprise me. You know, and I know the Jets are going to get a lot of heat for this. And, you know, he's going to Kansas City. The Jets are paying him. He signed an incentive-laden deal with Kansas City. He also was thinking about possibly the Dolphins going back home, also thinking about possibly the Bills. But I think Kansas City, if I had to choose and I played his position, Kansas City made the absolute most sense to me, and that's why I picked them, and I picked them first, because they needed a running back. He wants to make a statement, and he wants to play on a good team, and he wants to play in a Super Bowl, so he went right where I would have gone if I were him.
So one thing I do not want to hear from people when Le'Veon Bell starts going off in Kansas City and scoring touchdowns and looking like the player he was in Pittsburgh is that the Jets shouldn't have gotten rid of him, because they needed to get rid of him. What he's going to do, and I believe he's going to have success in Kansas City, what he's going to do in Kansas City, he's not capable of doing with the Jets. It had fallen apart. Him and the head coach didn't like one another. The offense is just miserable. You can't have any success in that offense. There's no weapons around. It just wasn't going to happen here. And then he was acting like a jerk, just like Jamal Adams was acting like a jerk. And then that was the end of it. So this was not going to happen with the Jets. The Jets needed to move on from him. And that still doesn't mean that he's going to go somewhere else and fail and start the barking at Andy Reid and liking all sorts of tweets and taking out. No way that's going to happen. He's going to be a model citizen. He's going to be a model citizen, and he's going to succeed. That's what's going to happen. So buckle up now, get used to it, and don't start complaining about it when it happens, because that's the most likely outcome, and he might even be holding up a Lombardi trophy when it's all said and done.
Yeah, you know, the Jets had no – I mean, they tried to trade him. Nobody wanted the salary. Nobody wanted the contract. And, you know, this goes back to the decision that Mike Maccagnan made to keep him, and I mean, to sign him and give him the money that he gave him. So you want to blame somebody, blame Mike Maccagnan. You know, you want to blame somebody else, then blame Le'Veon Bell. You want to blame another guy, you can blame Adam Gase, because it was a match that was not going to be made in heaven. It wasn't endorsed by the coach. I don't think it ever really was endorsed by the player either. I don't think he was happy here. And I understand, because it was really the only team that offered him the money that he got, and he ended up losing money in the long run anyway.
Yeah.
So, from a player's perspective, I think he picked the right team. He's absolutely with the right team, and he's not going to be tweeting like, you know, passive aggressive tweets about, you know, not getting the ball or any of that other crap. You know why? Because they'll cut him too. I mean, he now knows that he is no longer like you know, the guy that he once was 3 or 4 years ago. So he's now trying to reestablish himself, and he's playing with the great Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, a regular season MVP, a Super Bowl MVP. He's got Andy Reid as a Hall of Fame freaking coach. This is not – he is going into a place where he's got to behave. He's got to behave. He's got no choice but to behave. So you are not going to hear any more of this other crap, and he'll be – and he'll and he should flourish there. If he stays healthy, he should flourish there.
Yeah, I really believe that he will. And the fact that he didn't go to Miami means to me that Le'Veon Bell is focused to be great. And he picked a team that is a team that you would expect to be right there with the contenders and maybe even repeat as Super Bowl champions, even though they had a rough week last week against Las Vegas. I thought that if Le'Veon Bell signed with the Miami Dolphins, that that meant that he was just all about being down in Miami and enjoying his life, and he didn't even really care about anything. And yeah, of course, he would see the Jets a couple of times, but outside of that, I didn't think he was going to be focused. Seeing him go to Kansas City means he's going to be focused. And oh, by the way, it's only a couple of weeks. I believe it's November 1st when Le'Veon Bell is going to face the New York Jets in a Chiefs uniform, assuming that he's healthy and ready to go and all of those things. So we can watch that whole drama unfold, and guys can give fake handshakes and hugs before the game if they choose to, unless they are afraid of COVID-19.
Yeah, right, right. So the other thing, too, is that Kansas City has a Monday night game this week because of what happened to Buffalo last week. So Buffalo, obviously, last week had to move their game to Tuesday. So Buffalo versus Kansas City is now Monday night, and that game is at 5 o'clock on Fox.
Yeah,
on Monday night.
Which is awesome, the fact that it's that early. But I don't think he can play in this game. Just looking at he has to have like 5 straight negative tests, apparently. Guys who switch teams like this and get traded. So I don't think that Le'Veon Bell is going to be available with the timing of it working out this week. But it'll definitely be available next week. And then he should be available, everything going well, for the Jet game. Now, speaking of that whole testing thing, how about yesterday? Adam Schefter puts out this tweet during our show. I had to stop CeeLo in the middle of his update as he's playing these Brian Cashman clips, and I'm telling him, oh, hold on. We got multiple positive tests in Atlanta from Adam Schefter, and this was not Adam Schefter. This was not Adam Scepter. This was Schefter. This was not a fake account. It was
okay,
his account. Multiple positive tests for the Atlanta Falcons. They're shutting down the facility. So then we have this conversation about it because I'm trusting Adam Schefter. I'm having a conversation because of Adam Schefter's tweet. And then it comes out a little bit after that that no players are involved at all, but one member of the personnel department tested positive and the game is still on. So like, I don't know how. And he also said multiple positive tests, then fired off another tweet for 4 members of the Falcons organization, and then came back and said, no, sorry. It's no players. It's just one member of the personnel. I mean, you can't do that, for crying out loud, Adam Schefter. I think I have to knock you down a peg as the number one NFL news guy up there, even if he was. I mean, he kind of lost that shine when he put out that Condoleezza Rice is going to be the Browns head coach article.
Yes.
after that, I've sort of looked at him a little bit differently.
Right.
How ridiculous was that, by the way? That's never not going to be old. Like, that's never going to get old. That's never going to be not weird. But yeah, so I thought that the Vikings, I thought, oh, here's a winnable game for the Vikings finally, and it's going to be postponed or canceled or whatever the hell. But it looks like they're going to play it now. So I was just like, I was so bummed out when I saw 4 tests and postponing and shutting down facilities, and then they were talking about it like a bunch of dopes, and then it finds out that all of that was false. It's crazy.
Right. The whole thing was false, and I think it's just the insatiable desire to be first with something, especially when it has something to do with COVID-19. We got to be first. We got to be first. By the way, you know, the SEC postponed its first game Monday as Vanderbilt, which had only 56 scholarship players available in last week's 41-7 loss to South Carolina, could not play in its next contest at Missouri. Now, Tuesday also brought reports of COVID-19 outbreak at Florida. Now, this was just days after Dan Mullen. We talked about him.
Yeah.
Right. He wanted to have the university's administration open the Swamp Up. There, that's their stadium down there in Gainesville. And then, of course, we have Nick Saban, who has come down with COVID-19, but he has no symptoms. So he's asymptomatic.
Yeah, as of yesterday, when he was doing his interviews, he said he was asymptomatic. We hope that it stays that way. Coronavirus could not beat a guy like Nick Saban. He is too tough. He is too focused. It's not going to get to him. But, yes, college football is definitely going through it in a major way.
Right, and the LSU-Florida game has been postponed.
Yep, that's right. And that was a couple days ago they had announced that. And then everybody's laughing at Dan Mullen, want to pack the swamp. And then he's got 19 players who were testing positive. It wasn't the greatest look.
Mean 19 players are dying.
No, it doesn't.
Players are going to be fine, and 19 players are going to be able to play.
Nobody said that.
Right.
But everybody's
reacting like that's how people are reacting.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this going back and forth with this is just crazy. Like, I mean, I don't know why people can't just take the news as it is and just kind of understand, you know, what's happening, and it's going to be a postponed game, and chances are that, you know, these guys are going to be okay in a matter of time, and they'll go back and play. But you're right. I mean, there's a flat out freak out all the time. Now, when I see the news, like the COVID NFL news, I'm not thinking, oh, we're going to lose 5 NFL players to dying of corona. That's not what I think. What I think is, oh no, the manipulation of the schedule. What are they going to do?
Right.
When is the things like, that's what I think. I mean, I don't want to be cold about it, but I don't believe that the players, at least, that are getting this are going to be in danger just based on what we have learned about the virus. I'm just thinking, like, please don't shut down the NFL season. Let's find a way to make it work. And so far, so good with the NFL and finding a way to make it work. And I was really happy to see that Viking-Falcon game, even though they're two really miserable teams this year, was not going to get postponed.
Yeah, well, you know, the Pro Bowl was postponed. I know that probably, you know, irks you to you look forward to that every year. So that has been postponed. And, you know, there could be a no break between the championship games and the Super Bowl. They're usually that 2-week break in between the two games and the Super Bowl. That week could go by the wayside, too, by the way. I mean, again, everybody's trying to react to this in real time. And there are no real answers. Nobody knows where we'll be 2 weeks from now, let alone, you know, 2 months from now.
Yeah.
So it's everybody's trying to kind of react in real time, try to do the right things. You know, the abundance of caution, saying seems to be ruling the day. So for Le'Veon Bell, this is like the greatest thing that ever could have happened to him. Let me get paid by somebody else, and let me go sign an incentive laden contract on the best offense in football. And let me, you know, live up to those incentives, and let me get to the Super Bowl and be the starting running back behind Patrick Mahomes in Tampa when we get there.
Imagine
what that's going to look like.
Right. I mean, and you think about Jamal Adams, even though he's hurt, but Jamal Adams is also on a team that's doing really well with an MVP candidate at quarterback, and he'll get healthy and he'll come back, and he might end up. You might have Jamal Adams and Le'Veon Bell in the Super Bowl facing each other. You might have that. And it's going to be really tough to take.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, like, for Jet fans, again, neither one of these players were brought in by the current group that are running the team, the general manager and the coach. Whatever they decide to do with Adam Gase, you know, the thing that I would always say, and this is what I don't like about the way the Jets do this, you know, the Jets have, you know, equal footing for the general manager and the coach, and they both can go to Christopher Johnson anytime that they want. You would think that the owner can call in anybody at any time and that the structure, it doesn't need to be this. I still say the general manager has to be the boss. There has to be one guy over there that is running the team. And, you know, of course, it's all about manipulation of the roster and who controls the roster and all that other stuff. And I know that this is not the way that Adam and Joe Douglas wanted to get this thing off and running, because it doesn't look good for Adam Gase, and Joe Douglas is going to be here, and he may end up having to fire his friend. You know, and again, it's going to be the business side that's going to tell the football playing side, look, we can't sell this coach to our teams and our sponsors. We have to do something different. And that's why, you know, ultimately these coaches end up getting fired anyway. It's the fan base that tells the ownership and the sponsorships that tell the ownership who they want as a fan, as a quarterback, as a coach, or, you know, do they want them to go in a different direction? And that's just the realities of this business. So I would think that, you know, here we are 11 weeks to go, And still no answer. Still no Sam Darnold this week against the Dolphins. Joe Flacco is going to be the quarterback. You know, Jet fans don't want to watch this.
No. Nobody wants to watch this. I mean, it's maybe Dolphin fans because they feel like they had a big win last week against San Francisco. The team is playing well. You're riding into this week against a very, very bad football team. So Dolphin fans are the only people that want to watch this. No one else wants to watch
it. You know, it was interesting. In 1995, I was a part of a bloodletting. So after the 94 season, it wasn't the fans. It wasn't sponsors that wanted Pete Carroll fired. It was Leon Hess who decided that he wanted to bring back an old friend, Rich Kotite, to coach his team because they had a good relationship and it went back to the Joe Walton era and all that other stuff. And out of the blue, Leon Hess made the decision to fire Pete Carroll the year after he had hired him, after he had fired Bruce Coslett. And that year, they also gave Rich Kotite control of the roster. And they just basically stripped down the roster totally. You know, we had very few experienced players, and some of the experienced players we had had some checkered backgrounds. And we had to fight through a lot of change and all that other stuff, and we were 3-13 that year. The next year, I was the guy that was gone. You know, they couldn't sell me anymore. I was done. We were 3-13. I was hurt. I got knocked out 4 or 5 games from a concussion, and we were awful. We were an awful football team. So they had to go out and get somebody else. And that's, you know, they signed Neil O'Donnell as a free agent quarterback. They brought him in. He got hurt. And then that's when they went 1-15. And Richie knew, everybody in that building knew, he had to go. He had to go because the business side of the organization could not sell what was the product on the field. And then what did they do? They went and got instant credibility, and that's when they brought in Coach Parcells.
Well, that's where I believe the Jets are right now. I don't think that there's a Bill Parcells out there that's going to be available, but that's what the Jets are going to have to do right now in their history, is they've got to find that guy more than anything else. They've got to make sure that they don't brick the coach again. You can't do that again. And I know that's the most obvious statement in the world, but it just seems like that. You want to know why the Jets have been in a position that they've been in for years and years and years and underachieving and being whatever, like the butt of all jokes in the NFL. It's because of these hires. It's because of the general manager and the coach hires. That is it. That's what you point to, and they need to make sure. And I believe, even though I haven't seen it quite yet, but I believe that they've got the GM. I do think that they've got the guy that's going to be able to put a roster together. The next thing is, do not F up the coach again. You cannot do it. You consistently hire the wrong guy to coach your team. This is the time that you cannot screw it up, because then you're just going to be, it's going to be another 5 years of garbage, and I don't even know if fans can tolerate it.
Yeah, well, a lot of this is going to have to do with where they end up in the draft, I believe.
Yeah.
So if they end up with the number one overall pick, and Trevor Lawrence is undeniably going to be that number one pick, then that will determine the coach to me.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. We will see. I think 0-16 is a real possibility, and that would essentially lock up that number one overall pick. All right, so Football Friday on The Fan and CBS Sports Network, just getting started.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.